This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I love Boz, man. I'm tired of him getting player of the week. He probably got player of the week again this week. He's deserving of it. But it reminds us of our warts. It reminds us of the work that we need to do. But, man, no doubt I'm thankful that he's on our team.
Doran, you ever have warts?
No.
I had them back in the day. Nervous kid with the sweaty palms. Had a wart or two. Have to freeze them off. Yeah. Or you could put this like nasty cream on them that smells like death.
Yes.
Just terrible.
Hmm.
Yeah. No more, though.
No?
No.
Not as an adult?
No. No warts as an adult.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you never had them?
No.
Just another thing you and I don't have in common. Steelers do have their warts. There's no question about that. I went back and did some math, Dorm, during the break. In the red zone with Russ Wilson at quarterback, the Steelers have gone 7-18. That's not good enough. Got to be better there. So the question going to break coming into this segment was, can the Steelers win the Super Bowl? 412-928-9370. I think the answer is yes, because I think their defense is absolutely Super Bowl caliber. I think their special teams are Super Bowl caliber. And until this game, the offense had played really well and put up points with Russ. But if there is one thing that gives me pause, it's that receiving core, and it's what they're doing in the red zone. But I do think they have something that they can use in the red zone to help them out. Couple things, actually. One, Justin Fields. And then two, they use tight ends all over the field. I don't think we see them use the tight ends well enough in the passing game down in the red zone. And I think sometimes they're trying to be, too reliant on the run in the red zone.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, use the big bodies, as we said earlier. Now, I know that Russ tried to go to Darnell Washington and he threw the interception, but there are things that you can do. I mean, it's really basketball, as you saw that Russ was trying to do with the jump ball. But even whenever you are running a play, like, I mean, just post Darnell Washington up at the goal line and just have him screen off a backer and find that lane and just fire it in there. I mean, if you watch a couple games yesterday, you saw the tight ends do that, and a lot of teams did score points that way. So, yeah, put Darnell on the field with Freiermuth at the same time and just let them go to work. And then you got Mike Williams on the outside and George Pickens on the other outside. I mean, those are some big bodies you can work with. And even Najee, too. Like, motion Najee out. I mean, he's a bigger guy going on a safety or a linebacker.
Yeah.
Let him win his one-on-one and just kind of, post up right there and start firing the ball into those big bodies that you have. And then you said Justin Fields. I think that'll be something we definitely see on Thursday.
I would be shocked if he doesn't get some reps in the red zone because they need to fix it. And Mike Tomlin, a little perturbed there. You could hear it from Tomlin. Yeah, Boswell's great. We're really happy to have him. You never want your kicker going out there having to put up 6 field goals. And it's the second time he's done that this year. He got 12 field goals in those 2 games. It's insane. Now, he didn't attempt a field goal in the last game. Also, Russ, 20 touchdowns, 1 pick in the red zone last season for Denver. You would think he'll get better there. You would think Justin Fields being a part of it will help there. And if they could use the tight ends more effectively down there. I don't think they're going to be this bad in the red zone. But to make your way through the labyrinth of the second half of the season schedule, to make your way through 3 playoff games, you need to be better down there.
Yep.
So that is a big area of concern. 412-928-9370. In the Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement, Trust PJ.com. Give us your biggest takeaway from Steelers 18, Ravens 16. So, also, when you are asking that question, are the Steelers a team that can win the Super Bowl? You have to look around, and you have to compare the Steelers to the Joneses. I watched Kansas City and Buffalo yesterday. You watched the Chargers, who are really coming on, and Justin Herbert's playing good football. Where do you kind of put the Steelers in that pecking order compared to those other teams?
Right there?
Yep.
I mean, right there. I put them separate. I put them with Kansas City and Buffalo, and then I put have another tier where I have the Chargers, the Broncos, and even the Ravens. Like, I think the Steelers have, after this game, after this win, and like I said, I don't care how it looked. I really don't. You got the win, and it was a very – it was your first divisional opponent.
Yes.
And your first divisional opponent wasn't against the Browns. It wasn't early on in the season. It was against the Baltimore Ravens, who have been one of the best offenses in the NFL throughout this whole entire season. And you get that win to start your gauntlet of the AFC North. Yeah, I put them in the upper echelon of the AFC.
Chiefs hadn't given up 28 or more points in like 30 games, and Buffalo was able to do that to them. I happen to think the Kansas City defense is right there with the Steelers defense as the best in the NFL. Chargers deserve mention there, although I think the schedule has really helped them out, frankly. Buffalo's offense, when they get going, is really scary. But I think the Steelers could slow them down. We didn't see it in the playoffs last year. I get that, but the Steelers also didn't have Patrick Queen. They didn't have Peyton Wilson. They didn't have Deshaun Elliott. This is a much better Steelers defense than it was when they played Buffalo last year. Where do you put Houston in that whole deal?
Right there in the second tier. They haven't played their best football. They've been dealing with a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
We'll see tonight. If they go and blow out, which they should, the Cowboys tonight, I feel like that they could be pesky. Like, I feel like down the stretch, they'll start creeping into that conversation, playing really good football, and be that pesky team. I think that they could, yeah, they can make some noise.
See, the Ravens play them on Christmas, by the way, Houston.
So what, is there two games on Christmas? Or is there more than that? Is there just, so the Steelers play on Christmas and then the Ravens and the Texans play on Christmas?
Yeah.
I thought there was just one.
Is that a Netflix game as well?
Probably. Huh.
I'm looking it up now out of pure curiosity. Yeah, there's just two games, both on Netflix. Chiefs at Steelers, Baltimore at Houston.
Pretty big games.
I think the Steelers are going, here comes, I'm going to eat my words on this.
Oh, no.
I think the Steelers are about to cakewalk to the division championship. The Ravens needed that game. And yeah, the Steelers' schedule is difficult, but we got to stop looking at the Bengals like they're the Bengals.
I think the Bengals pose a bigger threat than the Ravens to the Steelers. And for wins and losses and just structure and how they're built. I feel like at this point they're not playing for anything and they're just playing to just ruin teams. And I think that they could be so explosive, and I think that the Steelers don't match up with that well. Just the way that they operate.
Because they
make me feel weird.
Well, Ja'Marr Chase better than Flowers, there's no doubt. And then T. Higgins better than anything else that the Ravens have offensively at the wide receiver position. I do think they're a tough matchup, don't get me wrong. I can't ignore now 4-7.
Mm-hmm.
I can't look past that anymore. And I've been teetering for a while on the Bengals. Like, do they have it? Do they have it? I think everybody's been kind of asking that question. You just assume better from them. And Joe Burrow's a really, really, really good player. But they're 4-7 because they find ways to lose. Some teams find ways to lose. The Steelers find ways to win. They beat Baltimore by 2. They beat Washington by 1. They find ways to win because they're good and they're well coached. I think Cincinnati's coach is fine. But if you would have told me coming into the year that you're going to get them twice and they're going to have a losing record and you're going to get the Browns twice and they're going to be 2-8, you got to take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to sweep the Browns, and I think at worst they're going 1-1 against the Bengals.
Yeah.
This Browns game is a little more dangerous, I think, than later on in the year.
Because it's short?
It's short week. It's in Cleveland. They haven't had a lot of success in Cleveland lately. You're coming off a huge emotional win. And you're coming off a game where you're probably all beat up, too. Like, playing anybody on Thursday night after playing the Ravens, not ideal. Not a great recipe. But they're so bad, you still got to go handle it. And then if you do, You then have the schedule advantage, and you'll have a couple extra days to rest, recover, and prepare for Cincinnati, making that game eminently more winnable.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to win the AFC North. I'm not sure it's a super hot take today, because the next time Baltimore takes the field, you could be up two games on them. But I think they're going to waltz there.
Hmm.
And it's not just the Steelers schedule, which looks so much easier than it did before. It's that Baltimore, now they got to play the Chargers. And then they got to play Philly.
Oof.
And then after a bye in the Giants, they have the Steelers and Houston. I think their schedule's even more difficult than Pittsburgh's. And here's another reason why. It's because when they look on their schedule and see Pittsburgh, that is much more of an Everest than when the Steelers look on their schedule and have to see Baltimore. So let's shoot confetti. Let's go run around topless in the streets.
Oh, well, not yet.
Because I think they got the North wrapped up, baby.
Oh, man, I ain't there yet. I'm not there yet.
That being said, you lose to Cleveland. I mean, you basically just gave up all the vibes and everything you just earned against Baltimore.
And Washington.
And seriously.
Yep.
And Tomlin will get killed for it.
Mm-hmm.
He will. You can't go out there and lose this game, but we'll get into that a little bit later on in the week. Do you think the Steelers can win the Super Bowl? Simple question could yield complicated answers at 412-928-9370. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. When we come back, we'll take your calls. And also, the unsung hero needs to be sung.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rush coming. Jackson, dump off. Catches made by Likely. And the ball jarred loose! Steelers jump on top of it! Patrick Queen!
Patrick Queen getting a lot of love, beating his old team. One man's trash is another man's treasure, is what Mike Tomlin said after the game. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. So he's getting a ton of credit after this one. I think Joey Porter Jr., for the way he played, getting a ton of credit after this one. We could do this every game, but we should do it every game. TJ Watt was, I thought, a master of this one.
Yes.
You don't let Lamar Jackson get out to his right where he's so dangerous, both running and throwing. One of the unsung plays of the game might have been during when you've got TJ Watt bringing Lamar Jackson down out of bounds, where he just harassed him for a full, like, 7 seconds.
Going out to his right.
Yes. Like, you ain't getting free. Because every time he's running around like that, it's dangerous. And we saw he put one right on the money to Zay Flowers rolling to his right, and Flowers has to catch the ball. They drop it hilariously. They drop it in a funnier fashion than any team in football.
On offense and defense.
Seriously. Who was it? Rashad Bateman had the one clang off his face mask. You had the dropped interception against Cleveland from Kyle Hamilton. And then the Flowers. It hits him so hard right in the breastplate that I thought it was going to roll all the way back to Lamar Jackson. Right. But I did want to make sure we gave T.J. Watt a lot of credit for the way that he played in this game. And he got his hands up on one occasion. They got their hands up on him. And again, Mike Tomlin knows how to game plan. And he's got the dudes, the chess pieces to handle Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm. You just hope that they could follow that up. And, you know, like we talked about earlier, and we'll talk about it for the rest of the next 2 days, you know, just having that confidence going into Cleveland and taking care of business, not letting that be a trap game, not letting that ruin the last 2 weeks, and just really just taking it one game at a time, but understanding that you are a good football team and you can really control your own destiny if you just take care of business, especially against bad teams. And you just did against a good team. And we don't care how it looked. They got the win, and now it's time to prepare for Cleveland. But I thought it was a very promising win at the end of the day. And the way they did it, even though it didn't look flashy on offense, but the way they did it on defense with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson and just bottling those two guys up. And you know what the game plan was going to be, but it's about executing it, and they
yes.
did. And they did. They executed it.
You talk about it wasn't spectacular offensively. You could absolutely argue the opposite on defense. On defense, it was spectacular. Three turnovers. Two of them were beautiful. All three mattered. And I thought they harassed Lamar Jackson all game. He had a completion percentage of lower than 50%. No doubt the Steelers' defense is Super Bowl caliber. Is the team Super Bowl caliber? Do you wake up today? I know you're all happy because the Steelers beat the Ravens. We're happy Steelers beat the Ravens. I'm elated, in fact. But do you start having visions of this team being able to hoist a Lombardi trophy? Are they good enough for that? Brandon in Phoenix, hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Great.
I'd say that definitely could see them being a Super Bowl caliber team. I think probably Detroit, Kansas City, Buffalo, and maybe Philadelphia being the only several teams that are better than the Steelers.
I think, Brandon, that is the
every day.
I think that's the toughest game remaining on their schedule, honestly, is going to Philadelphia. I think the Lions are the best team in the league. I think the next four are all in the AFC, but I don't think any of them are without warts. You know, Baltimore's pass defense looked good yesterday, but it's been atrocious. Buffalo, that's the first time they beat a playoff team this year. Now, super impressive. It's Kansas City, and we saw Josh Allen look great and make that play on 4th-and-2. Kansas City has been dodging raindrops all year. I think on any given Sunday, any of those teams could beat the other team.
Yeah.
I would pick the Lions to beat any of them in the Super Bowl. It's a long way off, but as far as getting there, I think Steelers have maybe as good a shot as any of these other teams. I'd still lean Kansas City because of the Mahomes factor, but I think they're right there with these other teams. Rob in West Mifflin, next up. Hi, Rob.
Morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good.
I think the Steelers is on the same level as all. Nobody's really playing great right now. I mean, you look in the AFC, the way we're playing now, I think we can go to Buffalo if we got to go there. I mean, right now we're in the driver's seat to have a home game, but I feel more confident than ever that we can go to any of these places and win. I didn't feel that confidence in the last couple of years since Ben retired. But right now, the later plan, I mean, we didn't put up a lot of points yesterday, but we didn't give up a lot neither. I mean, you know, only like what you said, the only game that I think is going to be hard is going to Philly. We never win there. So,
no.
I mean, right now, you control your own destiny, man, and you got to go to Cleveland for a week, but you cannot go up there and stumble, man. You cannot, because if you go to Cleveland and lose, what was yesterday's win for?
Totally with you.
It's exactly where it's at right now.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Must win game, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Like, yes. Like, there's no doubt about it. That's where we are right now. would love to feel good, and the team would love to feel good right now about a big win, but you cannot even feel like that win is done.
You have three games against good teams the rest of the year. Cincinnati can beat you fine, but they're not good. Cleveland, definitely not good. You got seven games left. That makes up four of them. You got to beat Cleveland on Thursday, and you got to take care of business against Cincinnati, or else, in order to be vying for maybe the division championship, in order to be vying for more than that, the one seed, you're going to have to go on the road and beat a Philly, or you're going to have to beat Kansas City at home. Both of those things are doable, but you don't want to have to make it so that you have to do one of those two things. Clean up and eat against the two teams in your division that stink. You need to go and do that. I would also like to respond to Rob's point about they could go on the road and win playoff games. I do think because of their special teams, because of their defense, because of their running game, all those things, as they say, travel, I'd still feel a lot better if they were playing home games.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the one seed was never something I was really thinking about until now.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, is that a big deal.
Huge.
It's a massive deal. Massive deal.
Look at it yesterday. That mattered.
Yes, it did.
That atmosphere mattered. You don't think that? I mean, that absolutely mattered. And if you could take care of business and you can get that home game, and it would probably be against who? What?
Could be the Chargers.
Chargers, Denver.
Could be Denver.
Right.
Not going to be Cincinnati.
Right.
I guess Indianapolis is still kind of lurking around, but I don't think they're... I think the seven playoff teams in the AFC right now are probably going to be the seven playoff teams.
Yes.
Now, if you're the four seed, you could wind up playing... Or if you're... Yeah, you could wind up playing Houston in round one. Just win the division.
You're right.
Win the division. Beat Cleveland. If you don't beat Cleveland, you're not going to get the number one seed. I'll put it that way. 412-928-9370. We're going to keep taking your calls. You can also vote on our Twitter poll @_AdamCrowley. Biggest takeaway from Steelers 18, Ravens 16. We've been taking your calls all morning long. We'd love to talk to you even more. Hit us up on Twitter @_AdamCrowley, @ScorinDoran. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Biggest takeaway from the Steelers victory, 412-928-9370. Doran's was they're finding different ways to win, which would be my number two. My number one is I thought Tomlin, coach circles around Harbaugh. The timeout before the two-point play, I think, totally derailed the game for Baltimore. If they snap that ball, I think Lamar's doing the pop pass, and I think they probably score. Steelers were like they keying in on the run, the quarterback draw.
Hypothetical.
Oh, yeah.
If they do get the two-point conversion, how do you think the game ends up?
I still feel pretty good about Russ going down the field and winning it on a Boswell's ninth field goal or whatever it would have been.
Right.
What is it, 15 field goals for Boswell in the game? It would have been Boswell's seventh. I think that even if the Ravens tie it up, the Steelers go down the field and get points and win. It just seemed inevitable. It's like Thanos.
Yeah.
Like, it's just inevitable.
I had the same feeling.
Yeah.
Well, they're 1 minute, 1 second, I think?
Yeah, they had time.
Yeah.
They had time. I think they go down and win regardless, but Tomlin calls that timeout, which means the Ravens then got to use probably their second best two-point play, and you blow it up.
Which is what? It's just a regular play, usually. You usually have one. Well, yeah. You'd like to think that offensive coordinators have two, but you never really prepare for two, because you only prepare for one.
Yeah. That's the big one. That's a big play.
Yep.
You know, you call those plays knowing you need it. I mean, you're not calling two-point plays just for bleeps and giggles. You're doing it because it's a crucial moment in the game, and Tomlin calls the timeout, sees what they want to do, knows that they'll probably change to do something else, but that they'd be changing to do what they don't want to be doing. Make them play left-handed. And quite literally, that's what happened. Lamar Jackson's got his left hand on the football.
Why do you think that was?
I have no idea what the hell they're doing there.
Me neither.
I think their slot guy got blown up, and... Or he was supposed to run a route, and you had two guys on the end of the line blocking. I think because they were sort of fighting beforehand, I think one of them's supposed to run a route, one of them's supposed to block, and one of them forgot to run the route. They thought the other guy was supposed to run the route. That's my rudimentary breaky downy of that play.
I couldn't figure it out because I was looking on the backside of Lamar's rollout, and it looked like the guys that were, you know, eligible weren't even like running, like to get in his vision.
The only guy, and we would need to see the all 22 doing, the only guy that looked like he was running a route was Mark Andrews, and it kind of looked like he was jogging.
He was jogging through. Right. I thought maybe like Lamar's going to do a sprint out and then throw it back like across to Andrews.
They
like,
did that right twice there. In the game, and that had big plays off it. That's what I thought they were going to do too. No, JPJ strung it out, yeah, and 18-16 Steelers. And then Tomlin uses another timeout after a Ravens timeout when it's third down and one to seal the game. Tomlin and company run Russell Wilson out there on the third down and one play. Ravens call timeout. Steelers do it again. They call timeout. So now it's twice where the Ravens are like, oh, they're going to put Russ out there again. Nope. Here comes Justin Fields. You have to contend with him in the running game. And then bang, first down. I thought it was brilliant. I thought Tomlin coached a hell of a game, to say nothing of the defensive performance against Lamar Jackson, which is Mike Tomlin's game plan.
I wonder what Tomlin's initial thought was when he heard on his headset that Arthur Smith was like, all right, Fields package during that timeout. Or Tomlin was like, hey, let's put Fields in. Like, I wonder which one had the say in that.
I'm going to give Tomlin the credit.
Yeah, because of the timeout.
Yeah.
He probably went in there and was like, all right, Fields.
Let's do Fields.
Yeah.
And Fields would have won it had he not slid. It was shades of last year, Pitt and Wake Forest, which is the dumbest rule ever. It's so stupid. And what really drives me nuts, not to spend too much time on this, but they rule him short because of the slide. That's the rule. Totally get it. But meanwhile, Justin Fields earlier in the game slides and gets his head taken off, and they don't call anything. Well, if you're going to call the one rule the correct way, make sure you're protecting the runner as well. Any runner that slides, regardless of whether they're a quarterback or not, you can't hit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hit. And that should have been a 15-yard penalty earlier. 412-928-9370. Liz in Franklin Park, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and comment on the Super Bowl question.
Yeah.
I think, you know, whether it's a possibility, of course it's a possibility now. How can you say it's not? Whether it's a probability, you know, I'm less confident there. But if Tomlin is willing to realize that he has a huge gift in having two quarterbacks that do very different things and are effective at two very different things, and putting Justin Fields in those situations where we're having trouble converting in the red zone, I mean, I think it's a no-brainer. But also, I just want to see him figure out how to use timeouts better. I know you guys just commented that he had a really good timeout call in the game yesterday, but you know, all in all, I think that's just something that is always frustrating watching him do. So
yeah, I think on the whole, you're right about that, Liz, but I thought yesterday he did a great job. There was one at the end of the game, I wish you would have used one a little earlier to save 40 seconds, because I thought that you might need time, obviously, to come back down, but I have no qualms about the other two timeouts. I mean, just brilliant stuff. As for using Justin Fields at the end, you brought this up earlier, like, it's not just like, yo,
right?
He's going in there and either the play's not going to work or the play is going to work. It's, hey, he's going in there and is he going to catch the snap? Like, that's a big risk, putting him in there then, knowing that there have been zero snap issues since Russ has taken over, and there was a ton of snap issues going all the way back to preseason with Justin Fields. That took balls to put him out there.
Man, and he's cold too, and it's not like we said earlier, it's not like, all right, Russell Wilson got hurt and Justin Fields is on the sidelines taking snaps, getting warmed up. Like, you can't, because then you obviously tip off that he's probably going to go in the game. So he's just standing there. And it's like, all right, buckle up, go. Like, that does take a lot of stones to do that. That takes a lot of trust. That's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Moving forward.
And he, not only did he make it a much more easy conversion on third down by having the big run on second down, I don't know if they get the requisite push on third down if Fields isn't in the ballgame. Like, we're not seeing a great quarterback sneak game from Russ, and handing off there, if Russ is in the game, they're not even factoring his running ability into it at all.
Mm-hmm.
You take an extra hat and you keep it on the backside because, you know, in that situation, you're just worried that it's going to be a bootleg or something like that. So even though he did the wrong thing by sliding on second down, him just simply being on the field on third down, I think, helps them get that conversion. Really smart. Now use it more like Liz just said in the red zone. 412-928-9370, taking your calls all morning long. Mark Caboli going to join us from 9 o'clock until 10. There is some breaking NFL news we're going to get to when we go around the NFL coming up in the next segment. But I want to remind everybody Odyssey radio stations today, Pitt Athletics, and Saloni's Italian Bakery at the Market District at Settlers Ridge today, tomorrow, and the 20th from 2 until 7. They're all out there. And while you're out buying supplies for your tailgates and Turkey Day celebrations, help us fill up the truck to benefit Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and support your local community members. Help us bring home the biggest haul to Pitt. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And now it's time to go around the NFL, brought to you by Champ Tires, Pittsburgh trusted tire source since 2009. Doran, breaking NFL news, Daniel Jones benched.
Oh.
Giants going with Tommy DeVito.
The Cutlets.
Yeah, they call him Tommy Cutlets because he's an Italian guy.
Yeah, doesn't he like cook a bunch of cutlets or something? I don't know.
Yeah, he stinks. And they stink.
Yeah.
I'd probably fire Daboll too. You know who else should get fired?
Yes.
Doug Peterson.
Yes.
Who had to deal with the pressure of his owner saying that this was the best collection of talent in the history of the Jacksonville Jags, and now they're 2-9. And so the question for you, Doran Dickerson, is that a good job?
That's a great question, actually. I would say, I'd want to say yes, because of you think that you could tap into Trevor Lawrence, and you do have some weapons on offense, and you do have some weapons on defense. It just has to be the right coach. I would take that job like over Carolina.
Me too. I wouldn't take it over Chicago. Like, if I'm Ben Johnson, I'll take Caleb Williams and that cast of characters before I take a quarterback that I have to fix that's already getting paid in Trevor Lawrence.
This is very good.
Buckle up. Settle in.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Man, that's a really good. It's almost the same to me, though.
I can see that.
Because you're like fixing it. So it's a project.
Well, I heard Florio say last night that maybe Belichick would be interested. And
the Jaguars?
Yeah.
If Belichick, see, I could see Belichick being interested, because the only way he's going to be interested in a job is if he does have a quarterback that he thinks he could work with.
Yeah.
And I think that Belichick does think that Trevor Lawrence has talent that he could work with. So I could see that, yeah. And Balky, I guess, whatever, the GM, they've worked together before. I heard there's a connection there, so.
I mean, at that, if you're hiring Bill Belichick, just give him full personnel powers, too, honestly. I know that that's not necessarily where he's thought of as a genius. It's more his scheming and his coaching. But I'd give him full powers. I think you might have to if you're going to hire him anyway. And I'm going to miss Belichick on TV if he takes a job this offseason.
I think he's finding a whole new world. I think he's like, man, I can make money by just doing this stuff. Like, why would I coach?
And he's excellent at it.
Great.
Him with Peyton, and Eli's okay. But him and Peyton, when they do the Manning cast, it's an outstanding watch. You always learn something.
Who do you like better to listen to or to watch, Belichick or Gruden?
I think Gruden's really good, and I've always liked Gruden's energy. I thought Gruden did a good job on Monday Night Football.
So did I.
But I think Bill is a smarter guy. Like, they both teach me stuff I never knew, and I do like the packaging of John Gruden and the way that he's got that energy. There's just something about Bill where he just oozes the knowledge.
What about Belichick head coach and Gruden offensive coordinator for the Jaguars?
They'd win games.
Probably.
They would definitely win games. Texter, and it's a good point. Crowley, you're short-sighted. Jags play in a bad division. Bears are in a good division. It's a good point.
Great point.
But you're dealing with Khan, and I wouldn't want to, and that'll break the tie for me. All right, Mark Caboli joining us for a full hour coming up next. We'll get back into Steelers-Ravens and a look ahead at some point to Steelers-Browns, where it's going to be 38 degrees and rainy on Thursday night in Cleveland. I'm already starting to fear this matchup, but we'll get into that a little bit later on. First Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high 61.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.